That I will bear.
That I will bear.
True faith and allegiance to the same.
True faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully perform.
That I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter.
So help you God.
So help me God. This is wonderful. Mr. President, Mrs. Bush, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Quayle, Senator Dole, and all my friends and all the members of Congress, Justice White and my future colleagues, and all my wonderful family members, friends, supporters, and those who helped. Even as I am joyful at this event, I am deeply saddened by the death of Mrs. Rehnquist, and I join in the heartfelt condolences to the Chief Justice and his family. Since that bright sunny day in Kennebunkport, July 1, there have been many difficult days as we all went through the confirmation battle, and I mean we all. But on this sunny day in October at the White House, there is joy, joy in the morning. I thank Almighty God. I thank those who stood along the road of 43 years of my life, from Pinpoint to the Supreme Court, from 1948 to 1991. I thank my mother and my father, my wonderful, wonderful grandparents, the nuns, my relatives, my neighbors, my friends, all who insisted that I make something of myself, and all who stood ready to help me do just that. I thank America for the ideal, the opportunity, and the reaffirmation of so much that is good about our great country. I thank my wonderful wife and my funny son. My wife is my best friend, and over the past 110 days, we have been brought closer together, our love has been strengthened, and we have become better people. Today, now, it is a time to move forward, a time to look for what is good in others, what is good in our country. It's a time to see what we have in common, what we share as human beings and as citizens. It is a time to look for solutions rather than exploit problems. In the words of Sir Winston Churchill, let us go forward together. I close this process, this long and enduring process, as I began in Kennebunkport. Only in America could this day have been possible. I thank you all, and may God bless you.
Leo, bring your mom too.